There have been various posts out there via social media defending Belichick and his body of work. But, Mike, let's keep it real for a second. Why would anybody not want Bill Belichick in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot? What might be the reasoning behind this?
Well, my first reaction was it's media being media. You know, human beings who somehow felt that the coach, you know, big-timed him or, you know, treated them with a lack of respect, which Bill Belichick did for years and years up in Boston. And they don't forget that stuff. And it was just strictly, you treat people, you know, it's the golden rule. You treat people like crap, it's going to come back on you. But then there's the other side of it, which you brought up today, quite deftly, if I may say, when we were doing our podcast. Because we were going around, and we'd catch you, by the way, with Day-Day and Oren. Drops around 11 o'clock every morning to let you know what the show's going to be about. And today was a bit longer because we went down the Belichick rabbit hole. But you were basically saying, cheating is cheating, and they cheated, and it should not be forgotten, even though it's nearly 25 years ago.
Yeah, look, the full resume is impressive, but as a voter, I can't ignore that. It's part of the story. Guys, Spygate was, and again, I know many of you are like, man, what happened? It was one of the biggest stories in sports. You had a dominant franchise at the time, starting this dynasty. And there were allegations that they were cheating by stealing plays and videoing teams, Mike, and being in places they shouldn't have been. Then you had, you know, comms tampering stuff going on in various games. There was just all this stuff surrounding it. And it never went away. And regardless of whether or not you say, well, yeah, they paid the price. They got fined a lot. I mean, Belichick got fined, and guys, you know, there were suspensions. This is true, but I ask this question. Of the 31 playoff wins, how many of those came legitimately? You don't know. How many Super Bowls, and I know he won six, can you truly say, you know what, they had an unfair advantage because they might have had some inside information? I just think that notion alone had a lot of those guys in the room. And by the way, everybody's got amnesia today. Everybody's been asked, oh, no, I voted for Belichick. No, you didn't, because he would have gotten in. There are like 12 or 15 guys, Mike, that are lying about what they voted or how they voted. But I don't think you can take that out of this. I don't think that Bill Belichick is not a Hall of Famer. Do not mishear me. But I also think him sitting out for a year because, Mike, all of that doubt is fair.
Now, it goes back. There's two parts to it. Initially, there was thoughts that they taped the walkthrough of the Rams in the Super Bowl. The Boston Globe had that story, which they later apologized. I looked it up. They later apologized for. Boston Herald, by the way, reported that they did. And that's not actually true. Prior to the 2002, that would have been Tagliabue.
Yep.
But there were reports subsequently. And this is, again, all the evidence about Spygate, this is under Roger Goodell, gets destroyed. Taping the signals, basically similar to what Michigan was doing.
Right.
And what Michigan, you know, got a slap on the wrist from the NCAA about stealing signals during a regular season game against the Jets. Basically, the NFL security staff and team found out there was videotape. They revealed handwritten diagrams of Steelers' defensive signals. And this goes all the way, you know, up through the entire season. Then they get the NFL to investigate. The NFL discovers this material and doesn't go take it back to NFL headquarters. They destroy it in Foxborough. That's Roger Goodell on his watch.
Yes, it was.
So a lot of folks felt that there was a lot of stuff that really would have blown the lid off the NFL, that other teams were doing this. Now we've heard other people say, yes, we tried it. We just never got to the level that Belichick was doing it. And the people who don't want to admit it happened, you think Bill Belichick would give a guy an office in that building and waste time on anything that wasn't trying to get an advantage for his football team?
No way.
Come on.
No way. And to your point, the guy that came out and said we tried it was Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
I mean, this is not some bum. This is a guy who basically came out yesterday and said, wait a minute, this is wrong. And he is, again, beating the drum for Belichick to be in. But he also says, if you are mad or upset with the whole Spygate situation, and then he explains this. And this is the first time I've ever heard Jimmy Johnson talk about this. And he says, this is the quote, we tried it when we were with the Cowboys, and he talks about the people that were involved. And I thought this was interesting, Mike. You talk about name dropping.
Right.
He goes into, okay, look, if you don't think he's the greatest coach, blah, 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 understand, we tried to do the same thing when we were there. A guy named Howard Mudd,
right,
at Kansas City.
The old O-line coach, right?
Who coached for Bill Polian and Tony Dungy, gave us the idea. He was the best. We didn't get anything out of it, so we stopped doing it, but other teams continued. And this is where you go, whoa, So you're going to hold him accountable, but not maybe these other teams? No, because they didn't get caught.
Belichick got nailed for $50,000. Patriots were fined $250,000, and they took away their first-round pick in 2008. Then you had the falsified injury reports in 2014.
Oh, forgot about that.
And Belichick was a master at it. And this is something which cropped up. And again, NFL, there was a penalty for that. Then there was the a formation that came out of the blue, which baffles the Ravens. There's a lot of stuff here that goes down to apparently squeezed. Now, again, manipulating the rules to your advantage is one thing. Videotape and stealing, that's a completely different animal. Then you had Deflategate, which ironically, the NFL drops a more serious hammer on Tom Brady for Deflategate, almost like they missed it the first time with Spygate. And remember, you know, we debated about, was Deflategate worth a hill of beans? The air pressures were low on a couple of footballs. They got them fixed for the second half of the 2014 AFC Championship game. But because you're the Patriots, people say you don't get the benefit of the doubt. So Brady got nailed for that one, got suspended for 4 games. A lot of people thought it was nonsense. But wait, there's more. 2015, Steelers are in Foxborough, and now their headsets don't work. And then people find out other teams complained about the Patriots monkeying around with the audio and perhaps listening and tapping in on the line. So, I mean, you can keep going by this. 2019, play clock trick reveals Rubik. Now, that's the rules. I got no problem with the loophole that you exploit.
No, I don't either.
It's about the cheating aspect of it. We talked about it. Then remember 2019, there was somebody, there was a staffer in the press box that was videotaping in a Bengals away game.
That's right.
So this is going on, guys, for 12 years, and it continued after Spygate.
Yeah.
So the thing is, whether you think this is nonsense, the Bill Polians, and I think the Tony Dungys of the world who have a vote, this stuff mattered to them. And just like now the Hall of Fame in baseball, putting guys in timeout for steroids, they're putting Belichick in timeout.
They are. I think he gets in. I think he gets in next year. But I think this was one of those wake-up calls where you did all this stuff, and everybody just was going to overlook it. And I think when the moment came, and you go, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Bill Belichick. And everybody in the room's like, oh, okay. And then you keep those internal thoughts, Mike, about all this stuff. Because what happens in these meetings, guys, just so you know, they're laying out all the credentials. Everybody knows what he accomplished, but you're just rehashing it to let everybody know why this individual is worthy. And then it's like, okay. And then you need, what, 40 of the 50 votes? And, Mike, you don't get
right.
It. And now everybody's like, no, I voted for him. No, you didn't, because he would have gotten in. 404-726-0929. Do you have a problem with it? And I said, we're in Atlanta. We're biased. We lost Super Bowl 51 to him and Tom Brady. And by the way, as far as we know, there was no cheating. It was coaching incompetence on our half. But, right. Mike, the fact is, yeah, we all feel a certain kind of way. That's not why I don't think he should have been let in. I think they're doing the right thing. We just cannot dismiss all of these things.
But again, it's like, that's why people always ask, whenever we get into Roger Goodell, every time he comes up for a new raise and he makes another $10 million, they go, what is your mean on for Roger Goodell? It started with this. Put it out there. Let's see what's going on. You destroy the evidence. You can't write a book about it. You can't do an expose on it. It's all hearsay and stuff that's anecdotal about what was said from a coach to a coach. Seth Wickersham posted this today. After the Spygate thing dropped and Goodell was trying to figure out what penalty he's going to administer,
okay.
He talked to other coaches. Talked to Mike Shanahan, Kyle's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Shanahan, I wish I thought to videotape the signals. I'm disappointed in myself. He goes, Roger Shanahan continued, first of all, people are always trying to steal signals. Peyton Manning is the best. If you don't change your signals, you're dead. He goes, you can't say that Belichick is a bad guy. He's just better at it than most are. He took it a step further, arguing that taping signals was worth the risk because there was no precedent for punishment.
He's not wrong.